This is Audible.
Audible Frontiers presents Bleak Seasons, written by Glenn Cook and narrated by Jonathan Davis.
Incessant wind sweeps the plain. It mutters across gray pavements that sweep from horizon to horizon. It sings around scattered black pillars, a chorus of ghosts. It tumbles leaves and scatters dust come from afar. It teases the hair of a corpse that has lain undisturbed for a generation, mummifying. Impishly, the gale tosses a leaf into the cadaver's silently screaming mouth, tugs it away again. The wind carries the breath of winter. Lightning leaps from pillar to ebon pillar like a child skittering from base to base in a game of tag. For a moment, there is color on that spectral plain. The pillars might be mistaken for relics of a fallen city. They are not. They are too few and too randomly placed. Nor has a one ever fallen, though many have been gnawed deeply by the teeth of the hungry wind. Chapter 1. Fragments. Just blackened fragments crumbling between my fingers. Browned page corners that reveal half a dozen words in a crabbed hand. Their context no longer known. All that remains of two volumes of the Annals. 1,000 hours of labor. 4 years of history. Gone forever. Or are they? I do not want to go back. I do not want to relive the horror. I do not want to reclaim the pain. There is pain too deep to withstand right here, right now. There is no way to recapture the totality of that awfulness anyway. The mind and heart, safely over to the farther shore, simply refuse to encompass the enormity of the voyage. And there is no time. There is a war on. Always there is a war on. Uncle Doge wants something. Just as well to stop now. Teardrops make the ink run. He is going to make me drink some strange filter. Fragments. All around. Fragments of my work, my life, my love and my pain scattered in this bleak season. And in the darkness, shards of time. Chapter 2.